Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. One of the more difficult conversations, and one of the conversations that we just seem unable to have, and unable to have maybe unemotionally, maybe we shouldn't be having them unemotionally, I'm not even certain, is the conversation around the rights of foreign nationals in South Africa. Because immediately what happens is we go from that discussion to xenophobia. How do we have these discussions in a way that we could reach an outcome or balance that is so desperately needed? Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA Party, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners.
So you are somebody that has really tried, against probably PR marketing advice, to have these conversations, because they are difficult conversations, and invariably they land up being fairly divisive. Why have you chosen to have the conversations, knowing that it could have a negative impact?
Well, Howard, let's really face it, in any country anywhere in the world, if you allow the decay or the breakdown of the rule of law, ultimately you'll face the consequences. And I think the question of illegal immigration is also one of those factors. If you allow the people to just go and drop rubbish on the streets and so forth, and they destroy your infrastructure or they murder one another, if you don't really debate those matters, they can only escalate. So illegal immigration is actually one of the biggest challenges that this nation is facing. And for anybody to think that it must not be debated, I think it's totally unacceptable, and we are not going to keep quiet, and it's something that we need to confront head on. South Africa, as you're aware, was built at the back of migrants, as I've always said. And we need to continue attracting people of the world to bring their resources, their skills to South Africa. But we cannot allow criminality to identify South Africa to be their playground.
So what is the balance? How do we behave as a moral, benevolent environment, but at the same time protect our resources, protect the infrastructure of the country, and of course the integrity of life, because that comes with all sorts of challenges.
How you treat illegal immigration is like how you deal with drunken driving, you deal with people with corruption, any breakdown of the rule of law. You've got to treat it as such, because if you've got laws in a country, you cannot really be selective thinking that, you know what, we've got this piece of legislation, as the Constitution says, regarding immigration. That's why we've got the Department of Home Affairs. That's why we've got the Defense Force to ensure that South African immigration laws are adhered to and respected. So if we are saying, if some people are saying, no, immigration should not really be discussed, then I can tell you we'll be setting a very, very dangerous precedent, because then somebody tomorrow is going to say, no, but you know what, drunken driving, if you've not killed anyone or not being involved in accident, why then punish these people going to jail? Yesterday, we just had a case of this young student who received millions from Nesfas, and some people don't understand. They feel sympathy for her, or what they call Ubuntu. You know, once you operate like that as a society, then you are heading for serious challenges. Because if you think, or those who think that immigration is we must apply Ubuntu to it, we must not apply the laws, then I can tell you, someone else is going to have interest on something else and so forth. And as you can imagine, the number of laws that we've got in any nation, and if we are not going to execute and implement them equally without any fear or favor, then we've got a problem. I find it totally unacceptable where some people who are beneficiaries of this, that's the only thing that people who defend illegal immigration, because they benefit out of it. And it's not something that is causing so much harm to this country that we are going to keep quiet. Let us discuss it, but let us discuss it within the confines of our legislations.
Yeah, it's but it's what's also so interesting to me is that the conversation around illegal immigration and illegal immigrants is one thing. How in South Africa, and maybe it's everywhere around the world, I'm certainly no expert on this, why it just seems to be that the distance between a conversation around illegal immigration and xenophobia is too close here in South Africa. Why is it that those words are almost intermingled when they really shouldn't be?
Yeah, because the beneficiaries of this illegal activity started to silence South Africa. They used this term to silence South Africans from debating it, and unfortunately, from time to time, it leaks. It leads to skirmishes. So obviously, if you want to avoid a situation where people ultimately take the law into their own hands, it's about holding government accountable to ensure that any piece of our legislation, anyone who tramples on it, there must be consequences immediately. Don't allow the people who are benefiting out of the criminal activity to silence us, because I think for those people who used to benefit or they're still beneficiaries of this criminal activity, if they think for us as South Africans we are going to keep quiet, I can tell you they've got it wrong. In fact, that's why from 2016, when I raised this, when I was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, I called them on. I said, let's discuss it. I remember, and I'm sure you also remember, when the ANC, who are the biggest beneficiaries of this criminal activity because they are part of it, when they reported me to the Human Rights Commission. And fortunately enough, we've got a constitution of the Republic of South Africa. When the Human Rights Commission did the investigation on everything that I've called upon, they realized, my goodness, this is the loss of the country. And I had a press conference at the Human Rights at the Commission's offices, had a press conference that as a city of Johannesburg, we are going to take the Home Affairs to court to compel them to do their job. Unfortunately, I left before our legal team could complete our submissions to the courts.
So how do you think that we should be resolving this? I mean, for you, it's very, very simple. We need to, tell us, how do you think we can resolve the illegal immigration issue here in South Africa?
What you do have the political will, free our criminal justice system to do their job, close our borders for those who come to South Africa illegally. What to do, those who are in our country, less quickly and swiftly assess their status. Those who qualify to get asylum papers, let them get asylum papers. Those who don't qualify, let's send them back to their respective countries because they're here for wrong reasons. You can't come from Pakistan when there's no war in Pakistan, you tell us you are here on asylum. How do you go to your country on holiday from time to time when you say you are running away from your country? So, I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that us as South Africans must not accept. So an asylum seeker is someone who's running away from a dictatorial unfair system. And such people must be accommodated. We've got to assist them in South Africa and hold those governments accountable. But you cannot really tell me when people are in a country illegally, that from time to time they go on holiday. Now on the Easter, so people will be going to their respective countries. But they are claiming that they're here running away from
the environment. I think it's a very, very good point. And it's actually quite ridiculous, in fact, that I hadn't even thought about that. But if you run away from a country, then surely you're not going back for the Easter holidays. Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA Party, talking to us about the conversation that we need to have, the conversation around illegal foreign nationals, and have a conversation without being xenophobic, talking about South Africa and what we need to do to protect the laws of this country.